We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'll shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Day two of the madness today. Can't wait. Again, I'm hoping for a little bit more drama today. There were some upsets. They weren't exactly the most dramatic games, but can we have a buzzer beater? Is that too much to ask for? A buzzer beater of sorts? There was not a single buzzer beater.
No, wasn't
yesterday.
There was not a last possession games,
none.
Game.
None.
I was... people are going to get sick of me saying it, but I was really into the Creighton game.
They played great basketball.
I told Bill I was amazed by it. I was really impressed that they were able to do that, to go into Lexington and win that game like that. And they looked really good.
Creighton started off really poorly behind 3-point line. Then they made seven in a row.
They got really hot.
They made seven straight threes to end the first half.
I don't like it when the pundits say, "Well, when Creighton's hitting like that, what do you do?" Because it sort of, to me, like diminishes the accomplishment.
Right. They did it.
They're not.
They won a basketball game.
In Creighton.
It's important.
Yeah, and Creighton is not like, there was times where I didn't like Creighton's program because they were so reliant on the three. They're really not reliant on the three now. Who's the guy named Neal again?
Jamia
Neal was.
29 points yesterday.
Jamia Neal can get to the rim and shoot threes. Thanks. He can get to the rim, man. And he rebounds. He's a big-time player.
As we point out, I mean, if you're Creighton, you're a 9 seed, obviously, but Auburn, again, loses 3 of 4 coming into the dance. Mm-hmm. They were shaky in the first half. They only won by 20 points. Mm-hmm. Again, it's still a 20-point win in the dance, but they did not look like the dominant team we saw the entire season yesterday. So there is definitely hope for Creighton tomorrow against Auburn.
I agree.
There is, legitimately.
Yeah, I agree. You don't want to see Calkburn get pushed around. Mm-hmm. You know, he can get pushed around a little bit. I'd be in his ear all day. You do not let them push you around.
I think that's one of the least things at the hotel right now. Hey, FYI, don't get pushed around.
Oh, I'd be so obnoxious.
Sip, go sit with Kalkbrenner quick. What? Tell him not to get pushed around.
He needs some confidence.
Yeah, tell him not to get
there
pushed around.
There would be other kind of words I would use.
What would those be? Give us some samples.
No, but I would say, you need to be a dude today.
Remember
it's
when
be hard.
Remember when we talked about how, boom, schedule just got thrown down for you. It's selection day. Did you hear what McDermott said? They had prepared for eight other teams.
Eight, and not Louisville.
Complete scouting reports, breakdowns. So who was doing those? People working nonstop till 3-4. I mean, nonstop. And it's like, well, here's kind of the eight or nine teams we think we're going to play. So have a plan. And none of them happened.
Well, that's where all those assistants can come in handy, though.
Oh, yeah. So that's the one time you go, hey, you've got these guys, you've got these.
12 guys on your bench.
Yeah, 12
guys.
Put
them to work.
Put them to work right there. Yeah.
You're right, though. I wonder how he went about picking the eight.
Yeah, I'm sure there's had to be a metrics of some sort. There had to be okay, we're probably going to fall here. There's some sort of.
Yeah.
They didn't just go, I don't know.
Throw them into a hat.
Pick out eight. Imagine this.
How would you pick it?
Well, then I'd ask you this, Bill. If for in this example, when McNeese is killing Clemson, they're up 31-13 at halftime, and they win the game by two, but it was really a blowout the whole game. What do you say to your assistant coaches? If you're Brad Brunell, I mean, obviously you are the head coach, but they scouted out McNeese, and they were pounded by McNeese. Yeah. What's that conversation like?
Well, first of all, it falls way heavier on head coaches in college than it does assistant coaches.
Way heavier.
And so... Yeah, I don't know what you would what exactly the conversation you would have.
Something because, along the lines of any ideas, guys?
Yeah.
We're down 31.
We've had 13 points at halftime. How do we score here?
In basketball, I don't think that stuff is the way it is. Football, that stuff happens. On the headsets. I don't know. Anybody got any thoughts? Because right now, thoughts. And usually it's just crickets, too.
Yeah.
When everything's going good, everyone's talking. I like this. You can always come back to this. That's a good call. We like this. Everything's smoking. All of a sudden, when things aren't going well, no one's saying a word. It's just crickets.
Ooh, that's uncomfortable.
It's just no one's saying a word. But there's been times like, I don't know what to tell you right now. We gotta wait. We got to weather this. We got to be able to do this. I think the best coaching job I've seen so far is McDermott over Louisville because he had his team.
Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Ready to play early in the morning.
First game.
Had him ready to go.
First game of the game. Dance.
Had him ready to go. He had him way more ready to play.
So intense.
Way more ready to play. So whatever they did, I'm just going to guarantee you, if they woke up and they did not sleepwalk through their hotel that morning, they were like on.
They were ready.
They were on point. They came in there ready to go. And I'm telling you right now, there's no chance that Louisville thought they're going to lose that game.
Probably not. And okay. I want to say one thing about Ashworth.
Stephen Ashworth, yeah.
It really helps to have a point guard like that. I saw the interview with him at halftime. You know, they do before they go into the locker room. It's like he's a coach. He sounded like a coach. He's a grown man. He's the baby sitting courtside with, you know, he's
married.
He's got a family. Yeah. And he, I don't know if he wants to be a coach, but if you just saw that interview, you'd be like, oh, yeah, he probably could be a coach. He diagnosed what was going on right there on the fly. It was amazing.
The early spread for that game tomorrow, Creighton and Auburn, is 9.5 Auburn. It's a 6:10 tip on TBS yet tomorrow.
9.5?
9.5 Auburn.
That's a big number. Big number. Wow. Now, those guys know. Vegas knows. And what I would wonder.
One seed overall. They are the one seed overall.
And I just wonder if their athleticism, Auburn's athleticism, his size will be too much. Just the rugged nature. Yeah. Like, you saw what happened against St. John's against You saw what happened to Creighton against St. John's. Yeah. St. John's just overwhelmed.
The constant pressure just breaks the pipe. That's what it does.
You know, they kept saying the broadcast because St. John's is a great second half team, and they were. I mean, they're up 5 at halftime, and all of a sudden, but 5 minutes in, the game's over. But they just came out hot out of the locker room.
Storm gets crazy.
They made shots, but again, you make shots off of your defense too. And the reason they're such a second half team is because they're so relentless on defense.
They are.
And after a while,
so
you just can't. We were watching when Creighton was up like, I'm not Creighton, Omaha's up like 14-12.
Yep.
I'm just watching it, and it is a fury to get a shot off.
I know.
I mean, it was like, I'm like, this can't hold up.
Nope.
This can't hold up because it's just, and it's no one's fault. And
St. John's is
better. What'd they go all year? Would they go like 27-6 or something?
Yeah, Storm? Four losses.
Yeah.
They're 31-4.
Yeah. So
Patino. 31-4.
Remember, I watched the game. They're playing. Do we think Creighton's really good, right? They ran them right off the court.
Second half,
ran them right off the court.
You're right. You said it perfectly. Pressure breaks pipes. It just broke Creighton. Yeah. I mean, that was what day of the tournament, like third or fourth day for Creighton. And they look tired. If you're tired against St. John's, forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
I believe the stat they said, I'm making sure this is right, St. John's, their four losses were by a combined 7 points this year, too. Like it wasn't like a 30-point line. A combined 7 points in their four losses.
Yeah, you don't remember a couple losses. Games. Also, I got beat by 22 last night.
So they're close to being undefeated. You know,
and and then adding to the conversation, they don't shoot free throws well, and they don't shoot three-pointers well. And they're 31-4. Right. That's defense.
Defense travels.
Yep. Yeah.
That when you go to weird arenas, and all of a sudden your shot's not quite right, defense is always the same.
And then what else you got? You got one of the best tactical coaches in the world.
He was fun to watch.
He's a dude.
When is the white suit? Is that Sweet 16 for the white suit?
I don't know
suit
when the
no?
white, the white suit.
It.
I don't know if you'll
on,
see it.
Come on, he's going to have the white suit.
I don't think you see it.
I don't know if you'll see
you know
it.
Why?
At all?
Here's why I don't think.
It's not a freak
I think
show.
It was fun for the one time that he did it.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to draw attention to himself.
This is
insane. And that draws incredible attention to just yourself.
Yeah, Jake, this is insane.
I want the white suit.
I agree. It'd be cool to see, but no. And I wanted the white suit. I really don't want it now.
No.
I'm kind of like, no.
At all. What about the final four?
No.
Even then?
This is like Bill says, it's drawing attention to yourself.
Yeah, just you draw attention to yourself, and that's it. It's like, eh.
He didn't get to where he's at by doing that. He focuses on his players. Oh, my God, they play defense.
They did 40 minutes to hell. It used to be Mike Anderson. That's like Rick Pitino now doing that. That was Anderson's phrase.
Nolan Richardson coined the phrase, not Arkansas. Mike Anderson.
But then Anderson kept it going. It became his. They are, whatever. Enjoy the madness. Please come down to Buffalo Wings and Rings.
Bill Clinton was on the sideline.
We'll see you guys Monday.
Mike Anderson.
Mike Anderson got the crap.